going through is a play by the award-winning Australian playwright John Romerill. It stars the veteran actor, Indigenous elder and activist Uncle Jack Charles. And rather spookily, the play will be performed at the Old Castlemaine Jail, which is a walled-in prison. It's spooky because Jack is pretty familiar with this place. He spent some time there due to a past of crime and drug addiction. Castlemaine, if you don't know, it's a very picturesque little town. It's nestled in the rolling farming country and eucalyptus forests of the old Victorian goldfields. And these days it's home to a bustling arts community. It's got its very own arts festival there. And when you're in town, if you know about the prison, it's up there on the hill. It's a big walled structure. You can see it from the edge of town there. I'm very pleased to welcome John Romerill and Jack Charles to Books and Arts. Nice to have you with me, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thanks. It's great to be here.
When did you blokes first meet?
Oh, Rom, you go for that.
Well, the first time we met in a rehearsal room was 1972. But knew of Jack beforehand because Jack was working around town in the late 60s with New Theatre and doing some Fugard plays, doing the coloured roles. And then I saw him in Captain Midnight, which Jack Hibbert had written for him as a Melbourne University, or I think it was Ormond College show or something. And, of course, his reputation became apparent. I mean, he was a really gifted actor, and it made sense for us at the APG to inveigle him into our ranks.
Inveigle's a lovely word. Jack, when you were inveigled as an actor into the Australian Performing Group, there you were in an actor. How did you get into acting? How did that all start for you?
I was at the Gladys Nichols Hostel in Cunningham Street, Westgarth, and a bunch of the New Theatre people, the Melbourne chapter, came around looking for a complete Aboriginal cast for Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. And I put my hand up to do it, and I haven't looked back since doing that show.
And what age were you then, Jack?
I was 19, something like that, yes.
Okay.
19.
Right. So tell us about the real-life events that inspired this play, John Romerill, this play that you've written called Going Through.
I started living in Castlemaine, in Chewton, on Golden Point Road in the 60s, and I heard Jack was in jail at Castlemaine. So I fronted up on one visiting day to sort of check him out and so on. I made a big mistake. I bought in a pouch of tobacco. And the real currency and a bit of luxury would have been to get tailor-made cigarettes. So, but I visited him there and I sort of said, what's been going on? And he let loose a story about how a group of prisoners had been taken out to do community work in a certain part of town because sometimes they were used as a bush gang out in the plantation there, the pine plantation and so on. And that particular day they forgot to bring them back. And I thought, man, that is just such a comic premise.
Yeah.
I thought, I'll write something for Jack so that when he gets out, he'll have a play to go to. Of course, he was no sooner out than he was back in jail. So my show became a sleeper.
Right.
And it dates from 91. But
This show's been on ice since 1991?
Yeah, mate. So the zombie walks.
So, Jack, I know...
And also, it actually happened to me here in Bendigo. Right. I was taken down to the hospital here to have something, some blood escaping in my body somewhere, and so I had to check up the finger and all that kind of stuff. And the next day, the officers didn't pick me up, and it was getting pretty late. And so the nurse said, "Well, you know your way back, don't you, Jack?" I said, "Yeah, it's just up the hill there." So I went back and there I was. I actually experienced walking through Bendigo, you know, as a prisoner on my way back to do time in Bendigo jail. I actually did ring the bell.
we should explain to listeners that you and Romerill are in the Bendigo studios at the ABC today. And, Jack, for those the listeners who haven't seen you, you're quite a little fella, and I can imagine...
I'm sure about 2 centimetres short of 5 foot.
Yes, you and I are almost eye to eye, in fact. I've got this image of you, this little black fella walking back through town and knocking at this huge prison door. Rap, 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 please, mister.
Can I come in?
Can I come in? So, you know, you've talked a lot about the hard years in your life, Jack. You've been very candid about it over the years, but there will be people who don't know this story. What had you done that had you on this cycle of in and out of prison?
Well, I was one of Melbourne's serial pests, cat burglar. I robbed many of the large mansions on the other side of the Yarra, Toorak, Brighton, Bourne, Camberwell, Malvern. So I became well known, for doing short stints, 2.5 years hither and thither in prisons and that.
Now, just hang on a moment. I lived in Melbourne in the 1970s and someone knocked off our record player.
No. too big for me to carry.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't you.
Yeah. No. I only have the little things that can fit in my dilly bag.
Right, okay.
So, couldn't have been me, mate. But yes, I do. Over the years, even doing Bastardy, when Bastardy the doco came out, an old couple came up to me and said, "Oh, Mr. Charles, can we speak to you, please?" I said, "Yes, let's love you. Yes. What do you want?" And he said, "Oh, Jack, we lived up in Camberwell many, many years ago, and we were robbed. And we were just wondering if whether it was me," I said.
Yeah, Camberwell, for people across Australia, is a very posh suburb of Melbourne. And Bastardy is the documentary that was made about your life back in 2008. Yeah. So how long have you known, Jack Charles, that John Romerill, eminent playwright that he is, has had this play in his top drawer waiting for you to perform it?
Oh, he's told me ages ago that it was there. But I've been so busy, haven't I?
A hard man to track.
Well, you're always popping up somewhere. I'm always going to ceremonies, and Jack, you're doing the Welcome to Country or reading out things in your lovely mellifluous voice. So we should explain that you're no longer knocking things off.
No. I'm the definitive walking, talking role model in my community and indeed in Australia as far as moving on from drugs of addiction and et cetera.
Yeah, you're the pin-up fella for
I'm the pin-up boy, mate, a lot of people are following my footsteps. There's a movement on with many, many people, black and white here in Australia, that have watched Varsity, saw the reasoning behind being upfront with yourself as the first beginnings of your own journey out of your own hearts of darkness, as I like to say.
What turned you around, Jack?
Bastardy was the catalyst, actually. Seeing myself on the big screen for the first time at the first premiere night in 2008 was the prompting. I was already off heroin then, and I was on the way to jumping off the methadone. But this enabled me to take myself more seriously, to be a public spokesperson for our mob. And you had to be beyond reproach to be one, significant public speaker for our people, and indeed for all people that are suffering, the homeless, the stolen, the forgotten Australians, people in the orphans that are coming, orphanages that have, failed their adopted peoples or fostered peoples, and we all ended up in institutions for having failed our adopted people, our foster peoples, and that. So I'm a pin-up boy for them.
On RN, this is Books and Arts with Michael Cathcart, and my guests joining us from the Bendigo studios of the ABC are Indigenous actor Jack Charles and the playwright John Romerill. And we're talking about a show that John wrote for Jack called Going Through. He wrote it in 1991, and it's only now just being performed. And Jack's going to perform it at the Castlemaine jail, the jail in which he was at one stage incarcerated himself.
I rated it as my favourite jail.
Is that right? What are the upsides of the Castlemaine establishment?
It was a tight little community. But that's where I learned pottery there. In those days, the Office of Corrections were the clients of the education system. And we had some upstanding people in the education department that started to think about bringing in things to give us something to do, positive besides just education. And all the time, whenever I did time in any prison, I would gravitate towards the education centre. Like in Bendigo Jail, I did my third, fourth, fifth, and sixth form, and in Castlemaine Jail, I learnt the fine art of pottery, Barry Singleton. and a Canadian bloke before him named Steve, a local Castlemanian bloke at the time. I went on to get my Year 12 teaching certificate. So that's why Castlemaine Jail is a significant, an important piece of my history.
So, John, what were you aiming to achieve with this play that you wrote? 1991. Well, I mean, that's 25 years ago.
Michael, the great blessing of it for me, because I spend my life being a very concerned playwright, writing on very serious issues and so on and so forth. But this is that rare thing in my canon, a comedy. And I'm delighting in that. I mean, I have written funny stuff and I'm quite a funny fellow when you sit me down. But to have a good comic structure and to play it out, especially with a gifted cast like Jack's in it. I'm back there with Sue Ingleton, who, of course, I worked out with for, over a decade when she was a member of the Australian Performing Group, as was I. It's sort of like old friends. Maud Davey was a student in a play I wrote. It was probably her first major role. So there's great chemistry in the room
so
amongst
Maud,
us.
Sorry, Maud's the director, isn't
Maud
she?
Maud Davies the director, yeah.
So, John, you wrote this for Jack to perform, did you? It needs Jack in it, does it? Or could anyone play the role?
No, anyone could play the role, but when you put it together, this continent has been danced on, sung on, people have been acting out on it for what we reckon is at least 60,000 years. There's no excuse for not thinking we live in a place that has quite an ancient theatrical history. The art of showing ourselves to ourselves, which is what I reckon theatre does, has been a fact of life here on this continent for so, so long. I draw a great strength from that. I often feel, hey, you're living in one of the first bits of dirt to rise out of the primeval slime. Sure. And it's been inhabited for yonks, and great art has been danced up, done on walls, great weaving, all those things. I live in a very cultured place, in my opinion, and have managed to make a small contribution of my own.
Big in my book.
John Romerill and Jack Charles, thank you for joining us on Books and Arts.
Look, mate, it's been a pleasure, Michael. Thank you.
Going through a play that continues a 60,000-year-old Aussie tradition. It's being performed at the Old Castlemaine Jail as part of the Castlemaine State Festival from Saturday the 14th of March through to the 17th of March, and then on Thursday the 19th through to Sunday the 22nd of March at 7:30 p.m. Across Australia, this is RN. You're listening to Books and Arts with Michael Cathcart.